Gaius, we need to talk.
Oh, Corin, hey. What is this about?
Your wife. Could you possibly let her know that it's a bit difficult for me to help her fix this mess if she's going to continue to refuse to do anything about it?
Oh, well, I actually don't think I can do that.
And why not?
Because Ordala's my wife. Because she's the queen, and whatever decision she makes will be the right ones one way or another. Because I know and trust her better than anyone else in the world. And while I used to know you, you've been gone for over a year, and I can't honestly say that I trust you anymore.
Is that all?
Is there any more I could say?
Well, you've just failed to explain to me why you won't appeal to her better nature. She is keeping things from her people, and if you do trust her, then why can't you trust that she may have the best intentions, but all she's doing is leaving her people in the dark, forcing them to wait for their whole world to come crashing down? And besides, she may be your wife, but she's been my sister for far longer. I know her better than I know myself, and I know that this could all be fixed so much quicker if she could just get over her damn pride and realize what she's responsible for.
Corin, I get what you're saying. I really do. But I don't think you understand how bad things have been for Orla over the past year. She wasn't ready to take the throne when she did. The two of us didn't even get to have a proper wedding because of how quickly everything changed. She's barely been hanging on ever since she took the throne, and I promise you may not agree with her methods, but she's doing the best she can. And honestly, I would have expected you to be too distracted by what happened with Rowan this morning to be spending so much time complaining about your sister.
What happened to Rowan? Are they all right?
Oh, no, they're fine, mostly. It wasn't that bad, really. There was just a little mishap with the spell that I was trying to teach them earlier.
Gaius, tell me exactly what happened to them right now.
Well, I was trying to perform a spell on the two of us. It's perfectly safe. I've done it on myself enough times to be sure of that much. And it should have worked the same for both of us, but something went wrong. I still don't fully understand it, but the spell sent Rowan somewhere else, and when I was able to get them out, they weren't all right. It wasn't as bad as it could have been, but it wasn't what I wanted to happen.
And they're fine now?
As far as I know. When I was finally able to pull them out of the spell, Rowan told me it felt like there was some horrible pressure on their head. I took them down to see the palace medic just to make sure it wasn't going to be permanent, and they've been in their rooms for the rest of the day, as far as I know.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
I assumed you would have been to see Rowan already, but I'm sorry you had to hear about it like this. I'm sorry it even happened in the first place. What was it like?
What was what like?
Traveling between worlds. I knew it was possible to move other things to a designated interdimensional dumping ground, like the one your ancestors created years ago. But I never knew you could just go without any sort of aid.
I'm sorry, what did you say? About a dumping ground?
Oh, did your parents never tell you about that? I guess they would have waited until they were going to step down to tell anyone, so it does make some sense. If you want my honest opinion, Corin, I don't think it's my place to tell you about all of that. We have a lot more important things to be worrying about, and if you really want answers, then you should ask Orla instead.
And I expect you still want me to tell you everything I know about what happened to me?
Of course I do. The timing of what happened to you almost directly lines up with when all of this mess started, which really leaves me no other assumption to make than that there's some connection between the two events.
Of course. No other reason, right?
Look, if you want to keep pretending that this isn't your problem to fix, be my guest.
Gaius, you know that's not what I'm saying.
Then what are you saying? Because you haven't been around for the past year watching Ordala almost snap herself in two, trying to... Yes, I'll admit, my motives for wanting to know what happened to you certainly aren't entirely selfless. And yes, even though I feel horrible about what happened to Rowan, I'm just as mad that I couldn't have gone with them just to know what it was like to finally have some answers after the longest year of not knowing. But at least I'm honest with myself about what I really want.
Wow, you and Orla really are perfect for each other.
Rowan? Are you in there?
Orla? Yeah, I'm in here.
Good. I was hoping we could talk about some things, if you're up for it.
Up for it? Why wouldn't I be?
Well, Gaius told me what happened during your lesson this morning, and I wasn't sure if you were feeling all right again.
Oh. Well, I think I'm doing better. I don't really know what better is supposed to feel like, but my head doesn't feel like it's about to break in half anymore, so I'll count that as a win.
And you still have no idea what caused it?
I don't know any more than you do.
Rowan, I hope you understand that I don't mean to pry. I just want to know what went wrong so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not Corin. You don't need to explain yourself that much. Your world is falling apart and you don't know how to fix it. Trust me, I've been there.
You're sure? I don't mind explaining things. After dealing with Corin, I honestly don't think it can get any worse.
Really, Orla, it's fine. Corin's great. They're the closest thing to a real family I've ever had, but they just don't understand this. I mean, when we were back in my world, their very presence there was about to tear the place in two. And yeah, they were worried about it, but they weren't the one who had to watch their world fall apart. I may not have an entire kingdom relying on me, but I get it. A little, at least.
Thank you, Rowan. I appreciate it. Really.
It's no big deal. You're the one letting a stranger stay in your palace after technically breaking in. It's really the least I could do.
But I still appreciate it. It's nice to hear from someone who gets it. I love my husband more than anyone else in the world, and I missed Corin more than I thought was possible to miss someone, but sometimes someone new is nice to talk to.
Glad I could help. Was there something you wanted? I feel like we got sidetracked.
Yes, there was. I just wanted to check and see how you've been adjusting. I understand that you aren't exactly from around here, and I wanted to make sure everything's been all right for you so far. I don't mean to pry, but I've been wondering since your arrival if there had been any side effects from being here, what with you not being from this world and none of the magic here being the way it should be.
Oh. Well, if I'm being honest, things really haven't felt much different at all from when I was back there. I'm sorry if that wasn't what you wanted to hear, but I guess it's better than me making something up.
Of course. Thank you anyway, Rowan.
Actually.
Yes?
Well, if you don't mind, there was something I was wondering. You may not be able to answer, but I didn't want to bring it up with Corin. I figured they'd probably get worried and then they'd get mad at you, so if you wouldn't mind keeping this between the two of us.
Of course. What is it?
What happened earlier this morning with Gaius's spell? Do you have any idea why that happened?
Honestly, I have no answer for you. There are things it could have been, and there are possible ideas I have, but I don't want to make you any promises that I can't keep.
But you have ideas? Something? It doesn't matter if it's right, I've just been sitting in here all day, wondering if there was something I could have done to make it work the way it should have, but no matter how I run through it in my head, it always ends up the same way.
Rowan, listen to me. Whatever happened this morning, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault, and it wasn't Gaius's fault either. Neither of you expected that to happen, and now all we can do is work with what we do know and try to fix it. Alright?
I'm scared, alright? And you can't tell Corin because we both gave up so much to be here, and I don't want them to lose any of what they have left just because I'm messing things up, but if it never stops, then what am I even doing here?
Rowan, you know that's not true.
But what if it is? What if we can't figure out what's wrong with me that's messing up those spells, and then Gaius is never able to find what happened to the magic here, and everything goes to shit just because I couldn't stay out of the way?
Rowan, listen to me. None of that is going to happen, even if Gaius stops teaching you, just until everything else gets back on track. None of it is because of you. Got it?
Yeah, got it.
Good. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some work to get done.
Oh, sorry. I knew you didn't come here to join my little pity party.
It's no problem, really, but I really should be getting back to things. The kingdom isn't going to destroy itself, you know.
Alright, Corin, you're making this so much harder than it needs to be. Just knock on the door. There's no way she'll turn you away, not after everything that's happened. Oh, you just need to talk to her, explain everything that happened, why you disappeared. She'll understand. She has to understand, right? She will. You just need to knock on the door and talk to her, and then the hard part will all be over. Okay. Maeve, I know it's been a while, but we need to talk.
What the hell are you doing here?
I just want to talk.
Absolutely not. If you wanted to talk, you could have shown up a year ago. I don't want to hear it now.
Maeve, come on. Don't be like this. I just want to explain things. It's not fair for me to leave you in the dark any longer.
If you wanted to explain, you could have showed up here when everything went to shit. You abandoned us. You've been gone for more than a year, and it feels like the world has been falling apart, so I don't think I want to hear your explanation.
What if I told you I'd be sticking around this time?
Then I still need some pretty damn good convincing to trust you again. But I'm listening.
Let me in and I can work on convincing you.
Get in here before anyone sees you. You don't need any more unwanted attention. So, you're finally back.
I am.
It's nice to see you again, Corin. I honestly never thought I'd see you around here again. You look like shit. What happened to you?
Be careful, or else I'll start to think you actually missed me.
Of course, we wouldn't want that to happen. So? You said you'd explain yourself.
I did.
Are you planning on getting to that anytime soon?
Yeah, sorry, it's just...
Different? Yeah, I know. I felt wrong when you were gone, but you were gone so long that now it feels weird that you're back. Don't get me wrong, you're one wrong move away from never setting foot in here again, but I did miss you. Just a little bit.
Aw, Maeve, I didn't know you cared. But really, I missed you too.
All right, enough of that. I believe I was promised some answers.
Yeah, you were. Well, first off, I wasn't gone for a year.
What the hell are you talking about? Yes, you were!
Here I was, but not where I went. For me, it was only a few months. Really, I only disappeared because everything I was doing to help out around here was discovered, and my parents were about to have me locked up. I tried to do a spell to transport myself out of the palace and out of the city so that I could lay low until things die down a little, but something went wrong. I ended up in another world and was stuck there for a few months.
Another world? Yeah, sure. And if that was even a little bit believable, how did you get back?
Oh, well, it was really all because of Rowan.
Rowan? Who's that?
They're a kid I met when I was in that other world. They helped me figure out how to get back here, and I brought them along with me.
Corin, don't tell me you've brought someone else into this mess. You can barely keep yourself out of danger. Why did you think it was a good idea to bring a kid into this?
Hey, that's enough of that. Rowan has nothing to do with any of this. Nothing that concerns you, at least. I only mention them because you wanted an explanation, and they're the only real reason I'm here now. If you want any more answers from me, you'll leave them out of this.
Wow, all right, I got it. Don't bring up the kid. What are you even doing here, Corin? I mean, the answers are nice and all, and I really appreciate knowing that you didn't just disappear because you wanted to take the easy way out, but I still don't get what you want from this.
Honestly, I'm not all that sure what I want. For now, I'm sticking around at the palace. Since I left, my parents were killed, and my sister had to take the throne almost completely alone. So the least I can do to make up for it is help her figure out a way to fix the mess that the kingdom has become since I left.
And after that?
After that? Well, I was wondering if you might have me back.
Really? Your eye hasn't been caught by grander things?
No, my eye is pretty set on this. If you'll still have me, of course.
I'll have you as long as you're willing.
Do you have any idea what's going on here?
No clue. Did you get the same summons as I did?
I guess. You get a message about a matter of national safety?
Yep, that's the one. Any idea of what it's about?
No idea, and I doubt Orla's going to give either of us any more answers than she absolutely has to. Hey, I was talking to Gaius earlier today, and I heard something interesting about your lesson this morning.
Oh shit, Corin, I'm so sorry. I meant to tell you, I really did, but things were so busy and I feel better now, like it never even happened, and it just slipped my mind.
Were you really going to tell me?
Yes, I wanted to, I just...
Rowan, you can't just keep these things from me. We're in this together, you know? It's the two of us before any of the rest of them. And you have no idea how worried it made me to find out that you nearly passed out from a spell this morning from Gaius.
I know, I figured you had enough to be dealing with that you shouldn't need to be worrying about me anymore.
Rowan, it doesn't matter how much else is going on. I'll still worry about you. That's how this works. Don't you get that?
Yeah, but I don't want you to feel like you're stuck with me. You only took me on as an apprentice because you needed a way out of my world. You didn't sign up to have to take care of me. You have bigger things to be worried about.
No, I don't.
Ah, good. You two are here. We can get this started right away.
Orla, what's all this about?
We'll get there. Just give me a moment to get things in order. Gaius, do you want to get things started? This is more your area of expertise than mine.
Of course. Now, I don't know if either of you have noticed yet. Corin, I assume you have. But much of the city is completely overrun with what we can really only call wild plants. Though I'm not sure that's the right term for them.
But what does that have to do with us?
It has less to do with us specifically, and more to do with what's beginning to happen to us.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You can't seriously be saying that everything else that's gone wrong with the magic so far hasn't been affecting us.
No, Corin, that's not what I'm saying.
What we're saying is that the palace is no longer as safe as it once was.
What? Orla, what's he implying?
He's not implying anything, Corin. He's telling you, and I'll tell you again. Earlier today, the vines that have been strangling our city began to spread to the palace. In just the past hour, they have begun to pull the palace down, and we have been dragged nearly half an inch into the ground.
Are you seriously telling me that we're sinking?
No, that's not what we're saying. Sinking implies we're simply sitting here and letting this happen. We're being pulled down.
And what are we supposed to do about it? Do we have any idea how to stop this yet?
Not yet. We're working on it, but we just don't have enough answers yet.
Maybe if you gave other people the chance to figure it out, if you told your people everything they deserve to know, then they'd be able to help out.
It's not their responsibility to help. I'm the queen. So it's my job to fix this.
Then you'd better hurry up and figure out how before it kills us all.
All the Wrong Magic was created by Caleb Butler. This episode featured Caleb Butler as Rowan Green, Sable Smith as Corin Thorne, Ruya Tilhami as Orla Thorne, Julian Daly as Gaius Thorne, and Newton Shadokati as Maeve Doran. You can find us on Twitter at Wrong Magic Pod. New episodes release every other Friday. Thanks for listening!